everyone. Okay, there's a flyer you got if you picked it up at the front door, and that's exactly the first part of my lecture today, about the old Cherokee grandfather who was telling his grandson about the two wolves that battle inside of all of us. And the grandson thought about it for a few minutes, and he asked the grandfather more questions, and the grandfather said, "One wolf is good and one is bad." And the grandson said, "Which wolf will win?" And the grandfather said, "The one you feed." And that's true with everything, what we put our attention on, where energy goes. Energy goes where our attention flows. And that's the universal law of attraction. We can create anything we want, but it starts in the mind and needs to go through the heart so you do correct decisions, because correct decisions always start with the heart. And then it flows out. And if you can hold a thought for a certain amount of time, and it's a short time, like maybe 90 seconds or something, you can manifest it. And you have to be careful what you think about and what you wish for, because those thoughts you hold, you will manifest at some point in life, and sometimes it happens very quickly. With the good wolf and the bad wolf, I'm just going to read from this so I can remember all of it. The bad wolf, who is evil, has anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, or superiority, because those are two sides of the same coin, lies, false pride, and ego. The good wolf has joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. Who among you is so highly evolved you never feel the negative emotions? None of us. But we have to work through those negative emotions in order to get to the good stuff, every single one of them. And at some point in your life, you will. The problem is in holding on to it, holding on to grief beyond a necessary time to grieve, because then it becomes self-pity, and self-pity is a negative emotion too. But part of our prenatal programming says that we have to work through all of this stuff to get to the good part. You have to know what it is so you can let it go. You have to see it, feel it, so you can recognize it and know that that is not what you want in your life. And when you reach that point that you can really let those things go, when you can let go of the fear, the guilt, the resentments, your life becomes whole, and it's incredibly healing. Everything that we think, we project onto other people too. And even though a lot of us are really upset about political situations, whichever side you're on, we cannot harbor those ill feelings toward anyone. You have to let it go. Just see the world you want to create and create that, regardless of who's our leader, who's up there. Surround them with love, and that will change them. And I want someone in this room who is really feeling that they need healing or down, Heather or someone, to come and stand in the center of the room, because I want everyone to beam some light toward you and healing. And I want those of you in the audience who see auras and energy to watch everything, to watch that person and to watch everyone else and see how that changes. Would someone like to volunteer to come and do that? If you would like to. If you want to, just come and
I would recommend they stand.
Either stand, or if you need to sit, bring your chair.
Right here.
Okay.
That's
it's more focal point.
That's
and just drag your chair with you if you'd like.
Thank you.
Okay.
That patient, having that patient, knowing and having better information.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a long time to get to that.
Yes. Okay. I want you to just relax and close your eyes and just go blank. Just sit in your chair and relax. Okay, who's monitoring? Those of you who are watching, would you please raise your hand so I know where you are? Okay. Okay. Okay, I want everyone else in the audience to just close their eyes and start projecting love, because you don't even have to project the healing. When you want the best and highest good for this lady, it will come through healing. And it comes through the heart, which is the love that you're projecting. And I ask the healing angels to be with us, to facilitate and heal and bring love and total balance. Okay, Alan, would you tell us what you're seeing?
That's my color shift. Expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Chakra started working very well.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the feet,
mm-hmm.
And lots of energy flow moving.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else you see? What's going on in the room?
Number one, we got a real big X going on here.
Barbara, do you have anything you need to add?
From the physical level, the first thing that I noticed was the breathing thing.
Mm-hmm.
The breathing got much deeper,
mm-hmm.
and slower, and it had more energy. Second thing I saw was the wrinkles on her face began to disappear, and she began to smile. And the other thing that I saw was the etheric body began to expand.
Good, good. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath. You may move back your seat back into the row anytime you're ready. Anytime you're projecting healing, and the healers all know this, not only is the client you're working on getting a healing, but you get one yourself if it's done correctly, because you're going to open the crown chakra, and that pulls in source energy, and it goes through your body, out through your hands, out through your eyes, and that healing goes on. Life is all about choices. We make good choices, we make bad choices, we make indifferent things. Some things don't affect things much, but most of the choices we make affect us and everybody around us. And I'm sure we've all made some choices that were not the best in the world, those repercussions can follow you for a lifetime. You know, we have to pay every bit back, whatever we do karmically, you know, it's going to come back to haunt us. So make the best choices you can with every situation. And there are times that we need to express sorrow or grieving, but it's because we need to work through those things. Some people are not able to work through them, and they hold that in their body forever. It creates sickness in the body because it lowers your vibrations. And the same is true with anger. There are times when you need to have anger about something, but get over it. When you hold anger, it becomes resentment. It becomes self-loathing. That is one of the primary causes of cancer that will not heal. And cancer can have a lot of causes because we're living in a toxic environment. We all have cancer in our body. When our immune system is low, it's going to become active. And too many people are dying from that. But part of the reason is the polluted environment, and then also that anger turned inward. And anger turned inward is just going to basically eat away at the body. When I talked about how you can have low self-esteem and high self-esteem, those are both negative emotions. And think of it as a mountain. You see the peak in the center? That's your high road. It's the middle road. The middle road. Always take the middle road. And you can call it the high road if you want to, but it's not one side or the other. It's in the middle of those opposite extremes. If a child is raised with too many material possessions, they're going to feel a sense of entitlement. When that child grows up, they're going to feel that the world owes them a living, and they're not going to have a lot of compassion. But I see a lot of children raised that way, and they did not have love in the home family environment, and that's what they needed, so they substitute material possessions for that. And you see that sometimes with a lot of billionaires or people that are always feeling that they need to acquire material wealth because they're looking for parental love and they're substituting that they never got. And the opposite extreme too is sometimes they'll become arrogant and self-righteous and all that stuff that goes along with it, and their ego is out of control. That's negative too. On the other side, a child that grows up in a home that had nothing and that he was constantly bashed and put down, or she, they feel unworthy and they have this self-loathing that they never quite get over. But that is a form of selfishness. We all have to self-validate and overcome those things. We don't need our parents, teachers, mentors, anybody to approve and validate us. We have to just love ourselves the way we are. And when we get to that point, it sets us free. How many of you have read the books by, let me see what her name is, Louise Hay, about, okay, our emotions and everything creates illnesses in our body, and a lot of it comes from guilt. We have to let go of that guilt, and that's part also of learning to love ourselves and forgive ourselves. Sometimes it's easier to forgive others than forgive ourselves, and we see ourselves as having shortcomings in many areas. We look in the mirror and we see all the imperfections that other people don't always even see. Just love yourself the way you are and forgive yourself too. And when you do that, it creates a chain of events, and then you can work through fears, resentment, the grief, all of this stuff, and it helps you work through the other stuff too. We need to always take time for ourselves and do a little self-nurturing also. And that can be aromatherapy, a nice bath, a walk in the woods. We need that connection to spirit that we only get out in, say, the woods or rural areas or places away from civilization. And that's a real good connection for me because I'm a country girl at heart, and I just love getting out barefoot in the garden, you know, and stuff sometimes, or wading in the creek. And that really helps ground your body, and that helps your electrical circuits rebound and balance themselves too. We can never, ever judge another person because we have not walked in their shoes and we don't know what it feels like. Not only can we not judge, but we cannot manipulate other people. One of the worst things a person can do is to try to control and manipulate and influence other people. It's okay to give them an idea or a suggestion, but don't keep hounding them about it. When you do that, you take on their karma and you interfere with their soul path, and then they can't live the life that they were supposed to lead. Carolyn Miss said, "Do you really want to look back on your life and see how wonderful it could have been had you not been afraid to live it?" Never miss an opportunity to do good. Look for it. Pray for it. Ask Creator to put in your path every day someone that you can help and some way that you can spread joy in the world. And that may be as simple as a smile to someone who's walking down the street and they're feeling bad, or a compliment to someone. You know, there are a lot of lonely people in the world, and sometimes they just need to hear another human's voice of compassion. When you're in the grocery store, reach out and feel how people are feeling and see if they need a word of encouragement or something. That goes a long way, and it helps your soul growth too. Let's all create the world we want. And we can do that. We have the power. Never miss those opportunities to express kindness. And so many people are out and they have someone cut in front of them in traffic and they get road rage and they get all upset. Let it go. It doesn't. Tomorrow it's not going to matter as long as they don't run you over or you run over them. Maybe they're having a bad day. Always consider how the other person is feeling and what happened to create that circumstance that made them do that. Anytime you're feeling inadequate or stressed, just count your blessings, take a deep breath and exhale, and let that go. I want us all to do a very short meditation. Would you just close your eyes, please? And we see a giant golden ball of Creator's energy descending down into the room. And it reaches tentacles out and comes into our crown chakra. And we feel that flowing through our body, healing as it goes. Deep breath and exhale. Another deep breath and exhale and pull that energy down through the sinuses, through the brain, down into the throat, the mouth area, and feel it tingling and healing your body. Bring it on down through the heart chakra, the throat, the heart, out through the arms. And feel your fingers tingling with that energy as it goes out into the room and magnifies itself. It comes down through the stomach, the spleen, all the organs, and down into the hips, the legs. Bubbling as it goes, refreshing and oxygenating your blood and cleansing impurities. And you're breathing that in and breathing out the impurities as it heals and goes through. And it goes out into the earth, through your toes, into the ground. And it also heals the earth. And for just a minute, I want you to hold that energy. when you are ready, open your eyes. Life is all about finding your perfect balance. And what works for one person will not work for another. It's what you're happy with. It's about you loving and being proud of yourself and knowing that you are honoring the life path that you came in with. When we get that prenatal programming, it's about a lot of life choices that we've made before we were born and we agreed to do when we came here. But our guides are going to direct us in a path that we are already open to with our natural abilities enhanced a little bit. And we bring those back life after life after life. And many times we come in with a mission that's going to be a completion of something we worked on thousands of years ago in other lifetimes, and we have to continually work on that, and we're given that before we come, and we agreed to do it. And then we have soul contracts with other people, and that's the agreement you had with them to be married to them for a space of time so that you can learn lessons from each other or work that you have to do together or whatever, whatever. And we can actually change those contracts if we really want to. Sometimes your lifespan is up and you're supposed to die at a prescribed time, and we can actually change that if we really want to, but sometimes it means signing up for another mission during this lifetime. And then you get the healing and then you go on and do that. Not only do you have to really want to, you have to get permission, but a lot of times they'll give permission. And it's all going to work out in your best and highest good. Just remember, always do the best you can in life and take the middle road. Namaste.